John Tomey here with us briefly too. He's in Helensville. I just want to get some whakaaro about the situation out at the old St. George's Tavern, a place I used to haunt too when I was a young fella. But anyway, that's another story. And the hope to build some whare there. Our Māori interests wanted more social housing than the Auckland controlled organisation Pānuku were prepared to go for. That's been challenged. And now the Westies are well and truly out of pocket seeking the legal costs. John said the Pānuku should stump up all of it. It's around 400 grand in legal bills. Thanks for joining us, John, on the hop there. Mate, I appreciate your time. What's the situation from your perspective here about this organisation and where's this heading?
Oh, look, I stood for the mayoralty off the back of this outrage, right? What's so appalling about their conduct is you've got a lot of overpaid, underwhelming, underperforming bureaucrats across the whole of Auckland City Council. What they do is they use the taxpayer purse to beat you up, right, to drive you into the ground. What they have to understand with Whānau Waipareita and Manukau and Māori Authority and our authorities is there's a price to principle. And I don't want to do business with white people that treat us as second-class citizens. And this is what this guy, David Rankin, did in regard to his leadership of Pānuku. And this guy's been there for 40 years. He was the clerk of works at Takapuna. He then was the big boss at Auckland City. He then became the big boss at the Super City. Now, people bow down to him because he controls some of the best, most strategic land parcels in the city. And if you don't do it his way, he sends you on the highway, right? Now, we weren't prepared to accept that. This guy's policies in the last 10 years have stopped the building of hundreds and hundreds of houses in Auckland for our people who are in Struggle Street. We make up half the social housing, right? And this guy, in blocking social housing on council land, with the support of Phil Goff, then what happened is we went through the mayoral election, we filed our litigation, we asked David Rankin and Goff to show us their legal advice that said we weren't going to be in breach of the Human Rights Act by stopping poor folk, elders, Māori, Pacific Islanders, getting social housing, right? Goff says to me, oh, I don't want to see another Mangere or Otara. Well, I do, right? Poor communities aren't bad communities. They just need better services, right? And so he says, oh, no, we're going to cap social housing to 30% on all our land. Well, we knew that breached the Human Rights Act because it was a policy that penalised you for being poor, brown, or old. So what they did is made us fight all the way to the court. Our hearing is in a matter of weeks. And just before we go to hearing, they come back to us and say, okay, Māori, you won this one, now go away. Well, there has to be consequences for this conduct and behaviour, surely.
And that's what you're seeking there, and fair enough. So you're not going away. How much chance do we have of changing their policy, their attitude, considering that they're dealing with our land?
Well, that's exactly right. It's public land. If it was a private developer and he wanted to put a cap on poor people living in a development, well, it's over, okay? But these are public servants, and they've been in breach of the law for 10 years. In breach of the law for 10 years. And they've actually stopped us on publicly owned land, building more houses for poorer people or fixed income superannuitants. You know, there's no consequences. If they were Māori, they'd been either Mount Eden or sacked. But there's no consequences for these people that control, you know, that are the entitled power elite. There's no consequences. We're going to have to start to ask for consequences. We would be either unemployed or in the lockup, getting up to this sort of mischief.